A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
ASL News Radio app and in your car at 102.7 FM. KSL FM Midvale. KSL Salt Lake City. KSL News Radio. Utah's all-day companion for news.
It's 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. Good morning. I'm Tim Hughes. Let's take a look at our top story this hour.
Wild weather.
Thunderstorms lit up the sky last night and left behind a muddy mess in communities all over the state. But in Mapleton, preparation paid off when a cloudburst dropped heavy rain on a burn scar. Some people were evacuated, but they came through the storm without any major damage. KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas begins our team coverage.
Fire Chief Nicholas Glasgow says they've spent the past year preparing for just this kind of emergency.
We've done four community sandbag events. We installed a weather station up on the burn scar, and we developed an early warning system, basically, with the National Weather Service.
They also had a plan to notify residents in the path of the debris coming off the mountainside. They were evacuated as the storm arrived, but the sandbags diverted most of the mud and debris after 3/4 of an inch of rain fell in 45 minutes. And there were no injuries, no major damage to homes, and everybody got to go back home before midnight. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
A bolt of lightning put a hole in the roof of a St. George home last night as the thunderstorms rolled through the state. KSL News Radio's Randall Jepson continues our team coverage.
The lightning strike hit the house just after 8 last evening, and what remained was a charred hole about 3 to 4 feet wide. The bolt also started a small fire in the attic, but neighbors got on the roof. They used their garden hoses to keep it from spreading. That's according to the St. George News. Now, there were two people inside the house when it was hit, but no one was injured. Randall Jepson, KSL News Radio.
People in Richfield are cleaning up after flash flooding hit their community.
That whole road was a river coming down. So we had a huge flood earlier, like the whole like building, like the ceiling flooded. Our roof actually leaked and we were like up to our ankles in water.
Amber Boyter says they also lost power for a time because of the storm. Thousands of people are waking up without power this morning in Salt Lake County. Rocky Mountain Power shows close to 1,500 customers in the dark currently. Rocky Mountain Power expects power to be restored before 7:30 this morning. We're also seeing a few outages in the Ogden area, and we'll keep an eye on those reports. Now that the rain has passed, thousands of people getting ready to celebrate Pioneer Day weekend. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards joins us along the parade route with more. And Mary, it sounds like some actually stayed out there through those storms.
They did, Tim. It's tradition, I guess, for some folks to come and camp out all night, and they weathered through the crazy rainstorm last night. It is beautiful weather now downtown, nice and cool with a cloud cover. It's perfect for the marathoners and half marathoners, and the runners are all coming down 2nd East right now. They passed Jim Joy's big family group on 3rd South.
We love to watch the runners come down, and then the saddest part about the day is when the last float comes through. You get that empty feeling like, oh, it's done. It's all done.
His family drives down every year from North Ogden. In fact, a lot of people I've talked to this morning come every single year. It's tradition, and they really missed it last year. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
It's not every day you see bagpipers walking past the studio this morning, but there they go. Today's marathon and parade means it will be tricky getting around downtown this morning. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly joins us live from the KSL Traffic Center with some advice on roads to avoid. Heather?
Yes, you definitely want to avoid South Temple as you're heading east between 300 West and 200 East. And then 200 East also shut down as that's where the floats are going to go down 200 South. So that whole stretch will be closed. Before the parade starts, police say they may allow some traffic to cross the roads. But once the floats start going, you won't have that option. So you'll be waiting a while. You're going to want to use 1300 South as an alternate to get around all of that. And we still have some runners going down Foothill Boulevard or Foothill Drive and 1300 East and South Temple as well. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL's top national stories this hour. Let the Olympic Games begin. The Tokyo 2020 opening ceremony is now underway.
Opening ceremonies known to be a spectacular, vibrant show of Olympic spirit and global connectivity. Tokyo 2020's opening themes, moving forward and united by emotion. Organizers say the ceremony won't be flashy, but a solemn and sobering show as the world continues to recover from the ongoing pandemic.
ABC's Kenneth Moten says the Japanese people are still worried about the games as the country experiences a surge in COVID cases. Less than 1,000 spectators are being allowed to watch the opening ceremony inside the stadium. Olympic Games Executive Director Christoph Dubé tells ABC News there's no scenario in which the games will be canceled.
Chain of command is simple. Identify, isolate, trace, and care. And this is exactly what we're doing.
He says all the safety procedures in place will keep the games going. Meantime, members of Team USA got a little pep talk from First Lady Jill Biden before the opening ceremony.
Becoming an Olympian is a rare accomplishment in a normal time, but you did it during a global pandemic.
This is the First Lady's first solo trip since President Biden took office. Time for a first look traffic.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.